Hey everyone, welcome back to another Matt Steinway podcast. Okay, Broccoli.
Hello.
You've got a question from somebody that sent in, and let's do that one today.
Yes, we shall. A question from Andy over Mania. I'm pretty sure I'm saying that right. His question is, he basically wants to know how you stay 100% focused when, for example, your personal life or finances take a dive. So how do you stay focused when other things in your life go wrong?
Good question. I'm extraordinarily driven. So you've been on a ride with me over the last little bit. My personal life has been very interesting.
Yeah.
Between kids and life and things. But you've got to see it like this. There's a time to cruise and a time to rise. So it's exactly like, you know, a sound wave up and down. It doesn't go just up. Like there's always something to work on. And there's a time to really draw energy and just knuckle down and go. So outside of work, if your personal life's not great, he mentioned finances or could be health, could be anything. Yeah. If your personal life's not great in some area, it's never perfect anyway.
No.
I think sometimes we have this illusion that we get to this place where life is just yay.
Yeah.
I know people that are so wealthy and so miserable.
Yeah.
You know, so miserable. It just, in themselves, they're just lost purpose. When do you get the greatest purpose?
When I get the greatest purpose?
In general.
Yeah.
When do you get the greatest purpose?
Yeah.
You get the greatest purpose when you have to dig deep. Think about the juice that's flowing when you're starting a job. It's a career you wanted to get in, and the juice is just flowing so much that you are so intensely focused. And you are so driven. I reckon then you are more driven than ever in your career. Ever. And that's at the start. And you don't have anything. You just want to make your mark and do your thing. And I think sometimes we forget. Sometimes we forget we're the passion, the juice, the excitement is in the actual part when you don't have anything. You haven't achieved it yet. And it's on its way. It's like waiting for Christmas.
That's true.
You wait for Christmas. You can't sleep as a kid and you want to just see Santa and the build-up is intense. And then Christmas comes, all the presents are open. How do you feel?
I don't know. You didn't really live up to expectations, I reckon.
Well, it's all done.
Yeah, exactly. It's just done.
All done. Boom. Christmas is done. Yeah. Same. Your career is the same. Your life is the same.
Yeah.
You know, it's it's this constant evolving, changing energy source. And you've got to be clicked into it, clicked out of it, clicked into it. Because when you're out of it, you appreciate being in it. And when you're in it, you're loving it, but then you can get complacent.
Yeah.
It's always changing.
Yeah.
You know?
What about when you first started, obviously there was everything in your life basically was going wrong. There was nothing really going right. Your finances, as you said, you didn't have a car. How did you stay focused?
Didn't think about it.
You just didn't think about it.
I just knew what I wanted.
Yeah.
That's why knowing what you want is so important. You don't have to have it down perfect. But I know what I want. I know it. And I've probably been in the worst... No, I haven't. That's not right. I've been in some pretty ordinary personal financial... personal situations. And when I had nothing before. But I was so... That's what I mean about the stream. The stream that you clicked into matters. So if you've got... Let's use that wealth as an example. So I have people that I know that are... got all the money that they can't physically spend the money that they have. But they're totally unhappy. Are they in the stream or out of the stream?
Out of it.
When they made the money, were they in the stream or out of the stream?
In the stream.
In the stream. They can't see that they're out of the stream. They're wandering around, lost the total connection of the flow of life.
Yeah.
And I mean that it's like going down the rapids or going down a boring creek.
Yeah.
What would you like to do?
Rapids.
The rapids. Everyone's woohoo! Hold on to you. You know, this is the fun bit. And it's that's exactly what happens when you have a desire that's pulsing inside of you and you're making it.
Yeah.
You're making it. Do you think the artist gets more enjoyment out of painting the painting or looking at it when it's done?
100% painting it.
100% painting it. Because if they didn't, they would just... do one painting and look at it forever and say, how good is that?
Yeah.
They don't. They're on to the next one. Have you ever been to an artist's studio?
Me personally, no.
No. They have hundreds of paintings everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Everywhere. And I know this artist up in Newcastle, and I sold a house in Terrigal. She's a great artist, and she's semi-famous in that world. Mm-hmm. And she is in her greatest joy painting in the garage.
Yeah.
Great. If she's not doing it, she said she just, her energy goes, she just feels miserable.
Yeah.
But that's where her joy is. So it doesn't matter about what's happening. All that matters is, where are you going? And I think there's actually joy in fixing it.
Yeah, 100%. So what you're saying is like, your personal life could be bad, your finances could be bad, but at the end of the day, if you like what you do, you should be able to find joy out of that anyway.
No, totally.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you building?
Yeah.
You know, like, what are you building? Are you building a career? And it's like, how good do you want it to be? Like, you know how much I want to be worth? How much do I want to be worth?
100 million.
100 million. That's the number I want to get to. 100 million. And I'm really interested in wealth. Like, I'm really interested in how to create it, or how people do it. Like, there's a guy that I know in Sydney. His name's Gary, billionaire. He's the largest private investor in BHP. Mm-hmm. He's also the largest private investor in the Sydney Stock Exchange.
Yeah.
Serious wealth. Mm-hmm. Most humble man you've ever met. Nicest guy ever. And he just bought the Westpac building in Sydney. He owns so much property everywhere. They used to own Franklin's, like, as a company. So they sold it, yeah. Like a family business. And I look at him. I was talking to someone else yesterday that knows him. And James, another guy, had lunch with him. And he was just saying, like, you know, how wealthy this guy is. But I look at it as inspiration around... How did he actually make that? Like, the function around it is exciting to me. And it's not just about the money, because my life won't change. I have about 25 yeah. black shirts yeah. and a pair of jeans. I would still drive a Land Cruiser.
Yeah.
I'd still surf. Nothing will change really in my life. It's the sport of making it and what it does for people around me. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about, oh, me being wealthy and all this ego stuff. Not at all. I enjoy the process of it. How does business convert to wealth? How does income convert to wealth? How does that, what does it mean to me? You know, so it's like, I'm clicked into that string.
Yeah.
Does that mean I'm going to be happier at 100 mil?
No.
No.
No way, not at all.
I'd probably like reset my sights on something yeah. else.
Because if that was your thing, it's like people, I'll be happy when I get rich. I'll be happy when I
yeah.
get my finances sorted out. But when you do get your finances sorted out, you realize that you're just empty.
Yeah.
Now that you're just like, what's next? But as you said, if you're caught in that stream, it's just always pushing into sport, and that's where you find your happiness, all right.
Yeah, and I know it's stressful. Like, yeah. I'm not saying it yeah, takes exactly. away the stress of not having the money, or, you know, work's not going that good. But at the moment, the market's not great, is it? Mm. So our market's not, it's not fantastic. It's there. It's like taking a bit of work. Every day I say to myself, I'm going to become more successful now than ever.
Mm.
Like, that's what I say to myself. Like, I'm going to find the people that want to sell. I'm going to find the people that want to buy. I'm going to take great care of them. I'm going to match these stuff. I'm going to find stuff off the market. Like, I'm that focused. Elon Musk, when Tesla was having massive issues before, he slept in the warehouse, yeah. in the factory, for weeks. Slept just in the office. Because, you know why? Because he clicked into the stream. He knows how to click into the stream. It's not a matter of what's going on around it. It's how do we create the outcome? To do that, he's all in. So that's really the question. Are you all in, or are you getting distracted by some of this stuff?
Yeah.
It will distract you. Like, I've been distracted on and off over the last couple of years with, you know, all different things in my life.
What,
you know?
What would you do? What did you do when that happened? When you got distracted?
What did I do?
What was the first thought process?
Keep rolling, keep rolling, keep rolling, mm-hmm. keep rolling, keep rolling, keep rolling. Because it always shines again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even when the market, like, we're poised really well. So even when the market's not fabulous, I know when it clicks in again, our company is poised really well to absolutely kill it.
Yeah.
But absolutely. So I've just got to keep rolling with it at the moment and just keep it, not have these expectations that I need to be, you know, going out of control.
Mm.
I'm just happy being relatively successful now in a market where others are just scratching their head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Mm.
So let's just do really well.
Yeah.
But let's do amazing when it all clicks in again. We've got the flow and we're dominant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can also, you could probably use the bad times in your other personal life or the out of your work life. You could use that as a driving force. Okay, I need to get big. I need to make these big results. And then eventually you know that it will work out. So you use the bad times to motivate yourself and drive yourself.
Totally. It makes you run a better business, makes you be a better person. Like, even with my kids, so I've got six kids. I don't have great relationships with the oldest boy. He goes in and out of wanting to be my son, you know, for different reasons. He's a handful. My daughter, I don't have a great relationship with the eldest one. They're very similar, those two.
Yeah.
My younger son, my third son, I didn't have a great relationship with him earlier because he wanted to spend most time at his mum's. He didn't want to come to my place and it was like all these things. But I have a great relationship with him now. My fourth kid, Logan, I have a really good relationship, but he's 15. So we have some stand-up arguments every now and then because I have like structure around their life and all this sort of stuff. My two younger ones I have a great relationship with. But it's like, I'm really like, you use these times to say, well, how can I do it better? What do I need to do better? I don't sit there going, you know, you're just an idiot and this and that. Yeah. Sometimes I say to the older one, believe me. Yeah. But it's like, but I self-reflect at those times and say, how do I make it better? Like, so how do I get through this time where he's not talking to me or he doesn't want to know me or he's just whatever? And it's like, I think if we do that, you become better. You expand and learn what you need to do right now to get through the financial difficulty. Everyone has them.
100%.
To get through the career blips. Like, they're there. That's business. You know, it's like, but how do you create a better you to click into the stream and literally create the outcome? Because that's what we're here for. We are goal-oriented beings.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we are.
100%. Like, that's what Tony Robbins always says. Like, if you want to take over the island, you got to burn the boats. So sometimes it's good when you're in a position that you've got no choice but to make money, or you've got no choice but for this business to work out.
Yeah.
Because then otherwise it's do or die. And when it's do or die, it's usually win.
100%.
Mm. And that was for you. And that's proven. It was do or die for you. Like, yeah. If it didn't work out for you and you knew that, that's why you were so driven. What could it be?
So driven. And I was never really focused on the outcome. I think sometimes when we focus on the outcome too much, it actually makes us a bit paralyzed. It makes us a bit like
nervous.
Oh, like desperate.
Yeah.
But when you focus on like the process of it, so I've always been focused on the process. I couldn't tell you what we write half the time. I just know we do well. And it's like, I just want to know, like, have I done everything today? Like, have I come in today, my best energy, my best mindset around just killing the day, owning the day? Have I spoke to enough people? Have I taken care of everybody I'm dealing with at the moment? Have I inspired my team a bit? Have I led from the front? That's sort of what I want to do every day. I don't get to the end of the day, you see me, I don't get to the end of the day and checklist off everything I've done. No, I know if I've done 150%. And I think that is the key to success.
I reckon so too. That's one thing that I can separate you from most people. What I've learned from you is just, you just focus on the day in front of you, because that's all you got at the end of the day.
It is.
And then if you focus on the day in front of you and you make each day good, it's going to work out. Like, that just makes sense. And if anyone doesn't believe that, then baffles me.
look at the 31 minutes. Yeah. Like, so many people are into the 31 minutes. Why? Because it's easy and it's sort of like doable.
Mm.
Sometimes, and always remember this, the bigger the goal, the bigger the challenges.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually making you a different person. So if you want to have 100 million, you've got to understand money and respect it and make it work for you and all this sort of stuff. That's why people who win lotto lose it all the time, but a lot of the time, because they haven't actually built the understanding around it. Yeah. Same as your career. If you want to be number one at what you do, the universe will make you number one, but it's usually the bumps, the scratches, the grinds, the challenges that get you thinking for the next opportunity, the next tool, the next, I won't say that again.
Yeah.
Oh, I won't do that again.
Exactly.
Oh, I've learned from that. It's exactly like a teenager. My 15-year-old, he's like working through life at the moment, and life's a bit heavy for him right now. But he's like, I can see that it's teaching him how to think.
Yeah.
He's lost so many comps last year. Mm. Like, he just bummed out and all this sort of stuff. But now the fire in him, I can see the fire starting. It was like really giving him anxiety before.
Yeah.
Like last year. And I could see it. And I just said, mate, have a few months off. Just take it, whatever. But one, does he still want to do it?
Mm.
Two, like, is it not still want to do it, but really like the passion around working it out? Is the number one thing. Because if you don't have that passion, your fire won't be the same. So I see his fire literally growing now, and I reckon he's going to like kill it soon.
Yeah.
Because he's learning the art of, what do I need to do?
Yeah.
You can't be told, You can't, no one can say, hey, Brock, go out and do this, 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 and you'll be successful. But that's how you become successful. So who sent it in again? What was his name?
Andy.
So Andy, my answer to you is this is the best time right now where you're at. You asked, how do I stay so driven? I actually love the process of creation. I'm in the stream. I know where I want to be. I'm in the right place for the outcome that I want. And it's like, yeah, that's why I'm so laser focused.
There you go. If you want to send us any more questions, make sure you do, and then we will answer them.
Yeah, thanks guys. See you on the next podcast.